Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9R Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Warren Buffett and the Interpretation of Financial Statements by Mary Buffett focuses on a practical question behind value investing, how to read a company's financial reports in a way that reveals whether it has a durable competitive advantage. Using Buffett's well-known emphasis on business quality and long-term economics, the book frames income statements, balance sheets, and cash flow statements as tools for spotting companies with strong pricing power, consistent profitability, and the ability to reinvest at attractive returns. Rather than treating accounting as abstract rules, it connects common line items to business realities such as brand strength, customer captivity, and operational efficiency. The approach is designed for readers who want to move beyond ratios memorized from textbooks and instead develop a repeatable checklist for evaluating business durability. It also highlights how financial statement patterns can signal the difference between a great business and one that only looks good during a favorable cycle, helping investors narrow the field to candidates worthy of deeper research. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, using the income statement to detect business strength, a central theme is that the income statement can reveal whether a company's advantage is structural or temporary. The book encourages readers to look for steady, repeatable earnings rather than one-time spikes driven by cycles, acquisitions, or accounting noise. Attention is placed on gross margin stability as a proxy for pricing power and product differentiation. A business that can keep margins high over many years often has a brand, network effects, switching costs, or cost advantages that competitors struggle to copy. Operating expenses are interpreted as strategic choices, where certain businesses can spend modestly on selling and marketing because demand is naturally strong, while others must continually spend to stay visible. Another key lens is the consistency of operating income and net income, especially through recessions or industry disruptions. The message is not to chase the highest growth rate, but to prefer predictability and resilience. By connecting profitability patterns to competitive positioning, the income statement becomes more than a report card for a single year. It becomes evidence of an enduring business model that can compound value over time, which is at the heart of Buffett-style investing. Secondly, balance sheet signals of a durable competitive advantage. The book treats the balance sheet as a map of financial resilience and managerial discipline. Readers are guided to examine leverage and liquidity with an eye toward how vulnerable the company is to shocks. Lower reliance on heavy debt can indicate a business that generates sufficient internal cash and does not need constant refinancing to survive. Beyond debt levels, working capital patterns matter. Companies with strong competitive positions may have favorable terms that allow them to collect cash quickly or even get paid before they pay suppliers, creating a hidden financing engine. The discussion also emphasizes the quality of assets and what they imply about the economics of the business. Some companies must constantly pour money into property and equipment just to maintain operations, while others can scale with fewer incremental assets. Equity and retained earnings trends can reflect a history of real profitability and a management team that allocates capital prudently. Intangible assets and goodwill are considered in context, highlighting how acquisitions can blur the picture if not evaluated carefully. Overall, the balance sheet is presented as a way to separate robust compounding machines from businesses that look profitable but are structurally fragile. Thirdly, cash flow as the reality check on reported profits. A key topic is using the cash flow statement to confirm whether profits translate into actual cash that can be reinvested, used to reduce debt, or returned to shareholders. The book underscores that accounting earnings can be shaped by non-cash charges, revenue recognition timing, and changes in working capital. Operating cash flow is therefore used to test the quality of earnings. When a company regularly reports profits but struggles to generate cash from operations, it may be relying on aggressive accounting or facing unfavorable business dynamics such as rising receivables or inventory buildups. Another focus is capital expenditures, because the difference between maintenance spending and growth spending influences true owner earnings. Businesses with durable advantages often require less ongoing capital to keep their competitive position, allowing more free cash flow to accumulate. The financing section can also reveal dependence on issuing debt or equity to fund operations, which may dilute shareholders or increase risk. By emphasizing cash generation and cash needs, the cash flow statement becomes a discipline tool that keeps investors grounded. It helps identify businesses whose economic engine is genuinely strong, not merely cosmetically attractive on the income statement. Fourthly, return on equity and the compounding engine. The book highlights return on equity and related return measures as ways to quantify how efficiently a company turns retained earnings into more earnings. For a Buffett-inspired approach, the goal is not simply a high return in 1 year, but a sustained ability to earn attractive returns without taking excessive leverage. Readers are encouraged to interpret high, consistent returns as evidence of competitive advantage, especially when paired with stable margins and modest capital requirements. The discussion also connects returns to reinvestment opportunities. A company with strong returns but limited room to reinvest may still be valuable, but it will likely need to return cash through dividends or buybacks to keep shareholder value compounding. Conversely, a company that can reinvest large amounts at high returns can grow intrinsic value for long periods. The book also suggests watching for return figures that are inflated by one-off events, share repurchases, or heavy debt, which can mask weaker underlying economics. In this framework, returns are not just ratios but indicators of a business model that can compound capital. This aligns with the broader idea of buying businesses, not tickers, and letting compounding do the heavy lifting. Lastly, from statement reading to investment decisions and valuation discipline, beyond interpreting line items, the book pushes readers toward a practical decision process that links business quality to what an investor is willing to pay. Financial statements are used first to screen for durability, then to evaluate whether the company can be understood and whether its economics are likely to persist. The concept of a durable competitive advantage acts as a filter that reduces the temptation to chase trendy industries or short-term catalysts. Once a company passes the quality test, valuation enters as a separate discipline. The book's Buffett-oriented perspective emphasizes buying strong businesses at sensible prices and being cautious about paying for optimistic future scenarios. It also reinforces the importance of consistency in accounting patterns over many years, not a single snapshot, so that the investor can form a view about normalized earning power. Another decision layer is management behavior, inferred from how cash is used, whether debt is conservative, and whether shareholder dilution is avoided. The overall takeaway is a repeatable, statement-driven framework: identify durable economics, confirm cash generation, assess financial strength, and then apply patience on price. This helps readers build a process that can be applied across industries without needing complex forecasting models. In conclusion, this book is best suited for individual investors, finance students, and professionals who want a clearer, business-focused method for reading financial statements rather than a purely academic accounting approach. Readers who have heard about Buffett's emphasis on moats and long-term compounding will benefit most because the book translates that philosophy into concrete things to look for in the income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statement. The practical benefit is confidence. Instead of relying on headlines, tips, or a single valuation ratio, you gain a framework for judging whether a company is structurally strong, cash generative, and financially resilient. That can improve decision-making, reduce costly speculation, and help you build a watch list of higher quality candidates worthy of deeper research. Compared to many investing books that focus on market timing or complex models, this one is worth buying because it targets a durable skill: interpreting the primary documents that every public company must produce. It also stands out by keeping the analysis anchored to competitive advantage and capital compounding, which can remain relevant across different market cycles and investing styles. If you would like to support Mary Buffett, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.